أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، آيات الأربعين، آيات الكاف، آيات السبعين، آيات العشرين، آيات الرياض، آيات السلوك، لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. So, as we said in the previous session, that Quran Sheikh is asking, to whom is the court and the judgment going? Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to judge? He said, first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be judging those who have ego, ananiya, selfishness, those who they don't see it except themselves, and they do not appreciate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent them to this dunya to get rid of their ananiya, their selfishness. Because in paradise, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, because of that moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried him by making his self to be the dominant, so he let that self of Sayyidina Adam to become overcoming his spiritual power, he never anymore listened to his spirituality, which he was succeeding with, he was enjoying paradise with it. He listened, that moment, listened to what Iblis whispered. So what happened? He went down. He committed the sin. So Allah sent him to dunya to polish him. So this is a mercy here. We are in dunya is a mercy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want us to be, He wants us to be clean when we arrive to the day of judgment, to be clean, to be sent to paradise. So Allah sends us to get rid of our desires, bad desires here in dunya. And these bad desires comes only through loving the self. So when we begin to love others, begin to love each other more than we love ourselves, then we are trying to get rid of our selfishness. And by this way, we will clean ourselves and raise up. Because you are praying the five prayers, you are fasting, you want to hide, you did pilgrimage, you say zakat, you say ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So what is left? You are doing all your obligations. So what is left is that selfishness, to be taken away, to be thrown away. When that is thrown away, when you come to the judgment day, clean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send you to paradise. So in judgment day, those believers who have selfishness, Allah going to judge them in order to clean them. And when they are clean, go to paradise. So we don't want to be in that situation, feeling ashamed of our Creator in the judgment day. That's why Tariqat came to polish you and the guide and the teacher is necessary in your life, because he has been already been polished through his teacher and through the teacher of the teacher until Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he was polishing Sahaba. Teachers from that secret are inheriting, they are trying to polish their students. So whatever comes from the teacher, take it, because he is looking more deeper and more further than you are looking. And gracious may Allah bless him, that's what he is reading from his notes and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim's notes. He said, by selfishness, Iblis lost his amal, his good work, the good action that he was doing in paradise when he was there praying and making sajda everywhere. Because of that mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala threw him out. So he said that عند الله ترك منهي عنه أفضل من عبادة الثقلين.
Allah, if you leave the forbidding, it's better than the worship of both jinn and man.
To leave one forbidden to Allah has a value. If you worship the worshipness of jinn and ins, and you commit a sin, immediately repent, because repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him satisfied with you more than your worshipness and dedication. Because worshipness and dedication, sometimes it's easy, but to leave a sin is difficult. Sin is very difficult to stop from doing it. That's why Allah will reward that person who repents more and more. And that one who remembers that he has to repent and repent, Allah will give him so much reward that he will bring him clean, that he deserves paradise. And Grand Sheikh is saying that may Allah protect us from the issue of something that he is stressing and is very important in our life, that many of us are falling into the trap of Shaitan and doing it, especially these days. He is saying that may Allah protect us from the issue of smoking. He said smoking is one of the most dangerous things, most dangerous, harming the self, the spirit and the body, and making us to be more selfish through smoking. When you smoke, it creates in you the root of selfishness. He said the whole bad desires are the product of smoking. Either you are being influenced through smoking, through breastfeeding, or through bottle feeding, or through your parents who were smoking, or through food that you are eating that has been mixed, made up by people who don't pray, don't fast, and we don't know what they are doing. Might be they are smoking behind their machines when they are filling these bottles of food for children. And today it's very common. People feed the children on these formulas. Who is doing these formulas? Who is behind them? Who is behind that machine? Is he clean or not? Is he praying or not? Does he have ablution or not? We don't know. And he said that origin of all problems is smoking. Is that herb?
Yes.
That plant that was being planted by Shaitan, by Iblis. He planted it, he found it, and he was planting it. Very busy. In the time of Prophet, he knew that he cannot approach the Sahaba, he went, he left. Then she said, Awliya Allah, they are able to get that secret. They see that Iblis was planting these trees all over. And when Prophet passed, and when Sahaba left, he began to come and, in a picture of a man, smoking it, to attract people to it. Today, there are all kinds of smoking. You smoke cigars, and they very expensive. They cheat you, they take your money. You, when they say Panama cigars, or Cuban cigars, Havana cigar is the most. Havana cigar is the best. Then you have all products that come from these poisonous plants, and they have been also making different, blending different parts of plants to make it attracting the youth and destroying their life. He said that the Dukhan smoking is the root of all afflictions, all bala. And he said, in this time, may Allah protect us. And he said, he is protecting our students from this smoking, because nearly all Maulana Sheikh students, nearly I'm saying, all of them, they don't smoke, because Maulana had already explained to them the harm of this plant. And he said, this is kharikun min al-ada. This is a miracle. This is something that strange. People must be stunned with it, that his students are not smoking. I am seeing some of them, that's why I said nearly. Some of them, they said, no, we don't smoke cigarettes. It gives us cancer. And now they found that you can go everywhere now, they say no smoking. Because in public it's open. Now still third world countries smoking everywhere. Now in the West, they knew it's a problem, so they stopped. Still our Muslim world, they smoke. And you can see them when they smoke. Okay. And then when it is finishing, they ring another one. And then they are smoking from one to another. You see that in Kashmir?
Yeah.
You see in Lebanon? Yeah. You see in Bangladesh? Yeah. Turkey? In Turkey. All Muslim world, subhanAllah, are victims of that. And who makes the money? These cigarette companies. all these cigarette companies are making good money. They take your money. And you ask people, are you smoking? No, I'm not smoking. Because smoking is bad. But what you have done is your hand. I know that is marijuana. I smoke. That's what they say to them. I'm hearing. They say, oh, marijuana is no problem. It's your health. But smoking is bad. You heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that is trick of Satan. He knew that they are going to leave smoking, this bad flesh. He brought for them the other one. Change a little bit, no problem. And people, some poor people I know in Lebanon, I saw it in Lebanon, they don't have money to buy cigarettes. As you know, there is this paper that they buy, very thin paper that they wrap it. They don't have money to buy cigarettes. So what they do, you know, when they go to school, they have these pencils and they sharpen it. And all this, from the pencil comes the wood, what you call it? Shaving the pencil.
Mm-hmm.
All these comes, shavings comes out. They wrap it and they smoke. They don't have money because this they have because they because in young in intermediary school they give you pencils and so on and sharpen it and so on. They collect the savings and then they distribute it to each other. They wrap it and they smoke. SubhanAllah, look how much ego, bad desire, the selfishness, the ubr mazahir, to show off that we are smoking on the street, young ones. They don't have money to buy cigarettes. They are using this saving. This, how much is difficult to control the show off in the human being, to control the selfishness in the human being. They want to be, to show that they are everything. And those who are protected from this kind of, from smoking, in general, is a proof for Allah's happiness from them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a dalil. It is an evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them. Those who don't smoke do their obligations and don't smoke. Allah is happy with them. Those who do their obligation but they smoke, they are under hukm of shaitan.
Mm-hmm.
Under the control of shaitan. Because this is Iblis was planting. So he knows he wants to destroy them. So they are under the control of shaitan. And he said there are a lot of sheikhs today. This is, as I said, 40 years ago. He said there are a lot of shuyukh that they are very educated, intelligent, very highly learned. And they know that Hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu mudurrin yuqsam. Everything that harms has to be eliminated. Means if you see a scorpion, kill it, don't leave it. It will bite you. If you see a snake, run away, don't be near. Kullu mudarrin yuqtal, everything harmful, eliminate. If you see a mouse, kill it. You cannot, because it carries germs and you might have what you call when they bite you.
Rabies.
Don't say no, it's nice, a rat. It's nice. It's nice, you know, it's funny. So everything that is mudr, you must eliminate. So dukhan is mudr, is harmful. And that's why they say in hospitals, don't smoke. Now in aeroplanes, don't smoke. Before they had one some seats for smoking, some seats for non-smoking. They understood, no, it's not going to work like that. Till you are being affected. So no smoking. In Arab countries, there you have restaurants. They say, this side no smoking, this side smoking. You go inside the restaurant, everyone smoking. Can you dare to tell them, go this side? Even to the owner, you don't like go out. But he separated for the law. This is no smoking, this is smoking. So in Judgment Day, those who are smoking, they are going to be on the left. Those who are going non-smoking, on the right. Left is communist. Right? Safe. So you are going to be two sides. There will be a big sign there. Smoking and no smoking. So then, you cannot cheat there. Not like here, you can cheat. Go into the other line. Angel will pick you up, put you on the smoking side. So you'll be on the smoking, the one on smoking side, the other one, non-smoking. A non-smoking on the right side. Ashabul Yameen, Ashabul
Yameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashabul Yameen, ma Ashabul Yameen. في سدر مخضود وطلح منضود وظل ممدود وماء مسكوب وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة.
وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين. People of the right, what do you think about people of the right? They are the people, they are going to be the one that they are the highest level Allah is giving them. Allah giving them all kind of honor through provisions, through level, high level status, because they kept themselves safe from the hand of Shaitan. They're doing their obligation, they're doing their farida, their prayers, their class, whatever, everything, and they are non-smoking. They go first. The one that doing their obligation and smoking, the angels cannot approach them. They are smelly. You know? You see people who smoke, even they change every day their clothes, it's still smelling. How they are going to change their organs, their chest, their rear, their lungs? Cannot. Allah brings you back everywhere. Same condition you died on, He brings you back. So all your lungs are smelly, so angels cannot approach you. Okay, some smoking sense. Smoking sense. Till the end. Now, angels cannot approach. Who can approach? Angels of hell. Because they are there, they are created from that kind. Allah, they can take that smell. So He sent them on you. Clean them. So you are fasting, you are praying, you have to be clean. Now you go into a process of cleansing. And Allah knows what kind of cleansing you need there. You don't want to be stopped and clean in order to be something. Leave smoking, because as you said, Grand Sheikh is emphasizing that smoking is the root of every problem. Every problem in the soul. That's why children, when they are raised through their families, are veiled, because when the child is born, his eyes, he can see what he cannot see. He can see around him, he can see angels. Slowly, slowly, covers because of the parents. All the environment around, or the way that he's been given food, if it is food from formulas, from factories. You don't know what kind of food they are mixing. Who is giving that food and who is fixing that food? And he said, there are big shiur today. They smoke and they are proud of them, of their smoking. They are so happy with smoking. He said, why? I am asking, why they don't keep a jar of honey with them? At least if they take every time a spoon, honey is more tasteful than smoking. Still they prefer smoking shaitan's plant, and they leave honey with a shifa, which is a cure. He said, which is better? If you put honey and you put that plant in front of you, which one you prefer? Honey, at least, it gives you strength. Honey, it gives you sweet taste. People run after dirtiness and leave what is sweet, what is good. He said, this is the comparison between two different sheikhs. Sheikh al-Wilaya, the sheikh of sainthood, gives honey. Sheikh that smokes gives what the grief wants. Although he is knowledgeable, but there is no light in his teaching. Awliya Allah, they have light because they are not smoking. Anyone smoking is not a wali. Even though he does miracles, he is not a wali. And Shaitan is playing with him and playing with those students around him. This shiukh, although with their knowledge, they put their money, not they spend their money on their families and children. Even their children and their family are hungry, they go and spend their money on cigarettes. They cannot stop it. Like someone alcoholic cannot stop. Cigarettes you cannot stop. It's addictive, eh? So you can, يعني يضحي بأولاده وعائلته. He sacrificed his families and his children, but he cannot sacrifice his smoking. Even on the plane, when you go on the plane, it's no smoking. On top of that, they say to you, don't smoke in the bathroom. There are detectors. What do you think about angels? They are not detectors. Detecting, some people, they go hide children especially. Hide from their parents and smoke somewhere else. Mm-hmm. They are not going to say from where is that plant being coming out. We leave that and we skip that, as we say that with that plant which is very dirty, that least nicely wrapped it. He wrapped it sometimes with honey in order to give it a special taste. And that's why you Havana cigarettes, they are very famous. Flavor. You can blend it. So when they smoke, they say it's flavor. What kind of flavor they get? I know, we want to know. Anyone know? Let Allah protect him. All of you. Alhamdulillah. Allah protect us all. So he blends them with honey. And they say, this is blended with honey, this is not blended. They say, no. We prefer not blended. We want to take organic. We want it natural. As blended, you lost the taste. You are polluting it. So we want it natural, as Iblis brought it to us with its nice smell, which is very dirty smell, and with Iblis' hand on it, that how he mixed it, and because there are ways to mix and produce a plant, that plant did many things, they grow it up. They call it tata'in. They put a, they try to, it is a wire grafting. And then grafting or whatever they do in order to blend. And he said this is a huge bala, affliction that comes on the ummah. If not for Allah's mercy, we will, all of us, we will be losing and we will be under the control, mahkumin, under the rule and control and power of Iblis and Shaitan. And we will continue inshallah next time. Wa minallahi tawfiq wa khirmatul fatiha. We will inshallah after Zuhr, we will continue that. حرمة الحبيب حرمة الفاتحة